the Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Back again, Colt Molesky bringing you yet another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, part of the Locked On NBA Podcast Network. Here again, as always, bring you consistent Timberwolves coverage. And I gotta say, guys, it's a disappointing podcast today. It's a disappointing podcast today. Yesterday I was confused about the Timberwolves so interested in a forward. And today, yet again, the Timberwolves jumping the gun. Later on in the podcast, I actually want to talk about some town stuff. But obviously, to start off, the Timberwolves agreed to a deal with Ryan Saunders. I have a headache right now. I have such a bad headache right now just thinking about this. When I see something like this happen, when the Timberwolves do something, specifically the Timberwolves, but usually most things in the NBA, when I see news happen in the NBA, I usually have a few guys that I text and hit up that are in the business industry, friends that I've made over the last few years really covering the NBA. And so I always text them. I always like to soundboard some of my ideas, see what they're feeling about stuff. Maybe I don't know. We can learn stuff from different people other than us every single day. And so I try and learn some different stuff and learn some different angles from other guys, see how they're looking at stuff. Maybe, I mean, I'm wrong all the time. Maybe I'm wrong about something or looking at something through a dusty lens, and they kind of say, oh, well, look at it this way, and oh yeah, you know what, you're right, this is a better way to look at it. And so I'm always talking with guys around the industry, as everybody is. I mean, if you work in anything, you're talking to people in the same field about what they're doing, how they're doing it a little differently from you. And so today was no different. Ryan Saunders starts getting some buzz, and please God, let this not be happening already. But then the deal goes down. I saw Shams reporting on it of The Athletic, and I saw the Woj tweets, and so I was texting and DMing and getting in contact with a few different guys, and I think the general consensus with pretty much everybody I talked about was, it really feels like he got hired because he's a player guy, and because it's almost like this team has PTSD from the terrible locker room situation that they just went through for the last couple of years, and now this is like the polar opposite. Like, you know, when you date the girl who like burns your car seats with cigarette embers, and she's all over the place, you don't know where she is half the time, you're not exactly sure if she's cheating on you, but she totally could be, and you wouldn't know because she'll ghost you for like a week, and then she'll want to hang out 24/7 for 2 days, and after that girl, your rebound girl is just a super super safe, almost like a second mother type of person who's just super super safe, just wants to cuddle you and tell you the world's going to be okay and tell you it's going to be all sunshine and roses and is there all the time, and you know exactly what she's doing, you know exactly what's happening in your relationship because she's always telling you, the super safe, good girl that you take to mom and dad, and that's your rebound because of this terrible girl. And it feels like that's the situation that the Timberwolves are in, where they had this really terrible locker room situation, and now they're just happy that guys like their head coach. They're just happy that the players actually want to work with this head coach. Listen to some of this. This is the president of basketball operations, Gerson Rosas, who they just hired from the Rockets. And he obviously pleased to announce, this is a quote from him. This is off of the Timberwolves website. This is a quote from Gerson. And he says, Ryan is an excellent communicator and has developed an open and trusting relationship with our players. I've known Ryan for many years, respected his blah, 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 obviously he's got work ethic and knowledge and passion of the game. I would love for somebody to hire a coach and say that we don't think he really knows how the game works, but we're excited to teach him. That would be hilarious to me. But basically his coaching style, blah, 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 confident partner to get to know most of our partner who will get the most out of our players and will build the identity and sustainability of a winning model. So first of all, there's no proof of that anywhere. That's just a hope. And so basically what, because in most of these things, it's going to be the stereotypical stuff. Oh, we think he's a smart head coach. We think he's a hard worker. We think he's going to get the most out of this team. We're excited for the organization and the steps it's taking. Usually, of a bunch of questions and a bunch of answers, there's one nugget for why they hired a coach, right? Somebody will say one nugget. Sometimes it's a few more. Sometimes it's even less than that. Sometimes you don't get anything from these things. But every post-hiring with the basketball operations, with the owner, with front office guys, somebody will give you one nugget why they hired this coach. Just one. You just get one nugget and you got to parse through a lot of just stereotypical BS that they have to say. But every once in a while, most times they'll give you one nugget. And this is the nugget, is that has developed open and trusting relationships with our players. That's the nugget right there. That's why this guy was hired, because we had somebody who the players hated and he probably hated the players, and it was a toxic locker room and it was a mess. And yeah, we had a lot of talent, but we weren't able to cultivate the most of that talent because people hated working for the last guy. They hate working for the last guy. This is a guy that was probably throwing fax machines and printers and computers through glass doors and screaming at front office people and tearing into the players and destroying player confidence. That was the last guy. And so because this guy is a locker room fan favorite, and because the players love this guy and love this his personality and the atmosphere that he's bringing to the locker room, this is why we hired him. And that's your nugget. That's what you take away from this. That's why this guy got hired. And again, like I said yesterday, when you're hiring a new coach and you're not trying to go down a tried and true route, like when the Clippers hired Doc Rivers, he was going to be a good coach. Yeah, there was some rocky stuff, and yeah, there was that whole we have to muscle kind of the player operations side of stuff away from him, and that took a couple of years, and we're better for it now, and that was something that we had to do. But overall, you knew Doc Rivers was going to be a good coach. You knew he was going to be a good coach, and you know he was going to get results, and they've been to a playoffs a bunch of times under him, and that was a good hire for them. When you're not doing something like that where you know, yeah, even through the good and the bad, this is still going to be a good hire, when you're not going that try and true route, you know there's going to be some risks. But why did, first of all, I said this to a friend in the business, is that the Timberwolves consistently feel like they are fast bidding in an empty room. They always seem like the guys who are fast bidding in an empty room. They're trying to outdo somebody who's not even there. And so they jumped on this guy like they were scared they were going to lose Saunders, when really it seemed like they just started, after they just got their basketball operations president, they just started really digging into this process, and now they already signed a guy. Now, I can't find exactly what the deal is, but it is a multi-year deal. So my thinking is that we're probably going to have Saunders for the next 3 years. And as much as I hope that he does a good job, he also hasn't been a head coach in, what, 17-25. I mean, he did some good stuff. I think he's going to be good at some of the player development of these younger guys. I think that he is going to make the locker room a lot better of a place, which are all important things, but also all things that you can get from assistant head coach. I don't know, and hopefully there's a big learning curve that happens over the summer in the first few months of next season, and he kind of learns a bunch of different stuff and brings a couple different things to the table, and this new look front office helps him with some of this stuff. But I don't know exactly what new coaching stuff he's going to bring to the table. I mean, this team was playing fast under him, but they also started pretty high pace to begin with under Tibbs. Like, this team was playing faster pace to begin with under Tibbs at the beginning of last season. That was just the way this team was going to go if it didn't absolutely die and perish, is to play faster and play more to their strengths of offense. I definitely don't think he's going to help out the defensive side of things. I don't think he's got a scheme in his back pocket where he can pull out and help the defense drastically. I get that there's personnel stuff that the front office can help him with where, oh yeah, we're going to grab you this guy and this guy to help out the defense. But again, I don't know if he has system stuff in place and he hasn't proven to any great extent that he has the ideas for ways. And again, I know he's only been there half a season really as the head coach, but it just doesn't feel like – it feels like this is the move to make minimal waves and to appease a guy like Towns in a frustrated locker room. It doesn't feel like the move that changes things drastically and equates or ends up adding up to a few more wins. And that's disappointing because that's kind of what you want when you're not able to do a ton. I mean, they don't have a ton of cap space for free agency. They don't have the craziest draft pick that's going to change their rotations up or give them a really key piece. And so you need to, when you don't have those options on the table, you need to knock out stuff like your hire for head coach. You need to knock that stuff out of the park. And it doesn't feel like they did that, and it's a bummer. It really is. We're going to get to a break, and then I want to touch on some fun, lighter news, quick, but first, some sponsors. Colton Molesky here, talking about the Timberwolves' new head coach, Ryan Saunders, moved from the interim status to their full-time head coach. Wanted to also touch on quick, I don't know if you saw this post from Karl-Anthony Towns, but he's a Game of Thrones fan, and he was watching the final episode. And he was of the mind that they should have made him. He had a poster on his wall with it was the Game of Thrones poster where it was, I believe it's Jon Snow on the throne. And he had photoshopped his head on the body of whoever was on the throne. And it should have been who should have ended up on the Iron Throne. You know what? I'm all for this. Athletes and studs and famous people all over the place have been, they kind of pop up throughout the Game of Thrones tenure, and I am all for this in like some prequel or some spinoff that happens. I am all for Karl-Anthony Towns being the king on the Iron Throne or ex-Iron Throne, RIP Iron Throne, but I am all for this. I mean, he is the best player by far on the Timberwolves team, and the Timberwolves are the North. I mean, I guess technically Toronto is the North, but they're also not in the U.S. As far as the U.S. teams, the Timberwolves are the North team, are the frozen tundra team, and so I mean the Starks did really well in Game of Thrones, and they're the northern squad, they're the people of the North, the people of the frozen tundra. And so I don't know, Stark's doing really well in Game of Thrones. Towns, I feel like, could probably roll over, do really well in Game of Thrones. Already has the makeup and build of somebody who has done really well in the show. Plus, he's already shown that he's a leader. He can be a dominant force. He can control a battlefield. He can control a fight. And he has been the leader of the Timberwolves now for quite a ways here. I think he kind of took the reins over from Jimmy Butler a while ago. And so, I don't know. I think he's as good as anybody. He's definitely as good as Brand. Like, come on. He's definitely can beat the roll my eyes back and stare through Ravens, dude. So, I have Towns as my vote for Iron Throne King. I give it to him. Give him the reins. Let's let him take over Westeros. Let's see what happens. I'm all in for this. We're behind you, Towns, every step of the way. Let's go. If you can't get the chip, get the throne. Let's do it. All right, that's all I got for you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.